Welcome to This Seems Funny with Amy Borgelt
and Natalie Santini.
Two friends talking about modern makes and what's going on in our lives this week.
As well as things we like and our unadulterated opinions.
Ah, and things we don't like.
And we would love to hear from you, so please write us at...
thisseemsfunny@gmail.com.
There we go.
Seems spelled S-E-A-M-S.
That's important to know.
Right. Because, you know, we like to sew and make.
Beep.
Nope. It's seemsfunnypodcast@gmail.com. Seemsfunnypodcast@gmail.com.
Beep.
And there we are.
So, sorry that took me a minute, but I lost my phone.
Well, you don't need to be sorry, first of all.
It was within arm's reach. I couldn't find it. I had to bing it from my watch, and it startled me because it was so close.
That is so funny because, you know, you have me doing that all the time now. I'm binging my phone on the daily, and my kids are like, I think you're just, like, pressing that.
It goes,
bing, bing, you don't even try.
Well, because why would I try? It's so much easier to just... tell it, you know, have it send a little bing.
It is easier because, first of all, I don't know what floor I was on when I set it down. I don't know what plane of existence my head was on, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Ugh.
Frustrating.
Well, anyways.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the next episode of
This not... Seems Funny.
No.
Oh.
It's not This Seems Funny.
Oh my God. When am I going to get this? I swear.
But you know, okay, this is why it's funny is because the real intro does say, welcome to the episode, This Seems Funny. And so in my head, that sounds right too.
Dang it. I think we better do a new intro because that it's in my head now.
I think it's just, we'll just leave it. It's good for a ha ha. Every time. So what did you get to drink?
I got a LaCroix lemon sparkling water.
And I got the fancy. It's called, yours is LaCroix. Mine is squirt.
Well, that's juice, isn't it?
No, it's, George got it at the store this week. It's grapefruit soda, but it's zero sugar. So...
I bought one from Costco and I swear it was just juice. And I'm like, this is not what I signed up for.
Was it grapefruit juice?
No. I mean, it could have been. I didn't. I know what it was called. Spindrift?
Spindrift. That's carbonated water, but it has fruit juice in it instead of just like an essence or whatever.
Yeah, I did not sign up for that. Apparently I did because I purchased it.
You did.
But I was not here for it. So I told the children, you must drink this.
Well, I don't like the grapefruit one of that. It's a lot more bitter than what I prefer.
Well, I hate grapefruit anyway. I think it should be banned from the planet.
But I like it.
Mm-mm. Only my opinion matters.
Well, don't we know that? Well, this is good because it's actually slightly sweet, but no sugar. So regardless.
What's the flavor?
It's pamplemousse. It's grapefruit.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Yes. Yes, it is. I love it.
I just can't. You know what flavors I like the best? I like grape. I like strawberry. I like cherry. I like lemon. I like lime. Can't do the pamplemousse, can't do the grapefruit.
So basically everything except grapefruit.
I couldn't have said it that way. That would have been a lot easier.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay, I have this super interesting idea that Claire was telling me about.
What?
Apparently there's an app called Cappuccino. But she didn't tell me that was the name of it until the end. So don't get caught up on that. But
okay.
So it's this deal where she and her friends are doing it, and it has nothing to do with coffee, but you record little tiny snippets throughout your day. So like, I get the impression that it's like a voice recording that you just would record. You'd open up the app, record like a little snippet or whatever, and all your friends are doing the same. And then it puts them all together into some sort of almost, she said, like a podcast.
Uh-huh.
And then you get it automatically the next morning. You know, you get it just from your friends, not like everyone who's using the app. And then it's like a daily, it's like, here's what your friend was doing yesterday. And then it's like a little montage of all their little clippities in like almost like a podcast form.
Well, why are we working so hard if we could be doing that?
Right? Do you think it edits out all of the snorts and like all of the
I hope it adds more in.
I hope it does too. Well, I think we should do it. That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah, let's try it out. At least it's a test for future generations.
Or else let's knock off the app. We'll make an app called Seems Funny.
I know.
And then it will be all our
code it.
Yes.
And then we'll make billions of dollars on this app and we can retire and live in Fiji.
Okay, perfect. And then all of our readers and listeners can use the app to make their own podcast for them to listen to of their own day.
Yes.
Yeah. It'd probably be more interesting, honestly.
It might be, because sometimes I think that everyday life of someone else is a lot more interesting than
sure.
Mine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, also it's curated. You're only, no matter what, you're only hearing what other people want to put out there.
So. Well, true that. Ain't that the truth?
Except on this, man, we just record it and dump it.
We just let it rip.
Yeah. This is going nowhere quick. Yeah. So anyways, that app's called Cappuccino.
And so we're going to check it out, and we're mentioning it for other people to check it out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just doing a recap real quick.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for listening. Shortest episode yet.
There it is. Bye.
Bye.
You know what I saw this week, and I thought it was interesting, was I already forgot the count. I can't give credit where credit's due. Big fat sorry. I don't know what else to do. But it was this image of a stress ladder.
Stress ladder? What's that mean?
So,
stress ladder?
Or maybe it was a stress slide. Stress?
Chutes and ladders?
But like that. But a slide.
Okay.
So it started out at the top, and it was like little to no anxiety, feeling good, whatever, 5 out of 5 stars, fully recommend. And then as you slid down the slide, it was like anxiety building, you know, starting to lash out, starting to snap. And then midway is like feeling really sad, crying on cue, blah, 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 you know, more symptoms, whatever. And at the very bottom was full on depression, tired, can't get out of bed, blah, 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 like that, you know?
Yeah.
And dude, I was in the middle.
Oh.
Yeah. So, well, last week, this week I'm a lot better, but I thought, you know, the whole thing, like nobody knows what's going on with anything in anyone's life, you know?
Yep. Yep.
And so if somebody is kind of lashing out or not reacting how they usually do, then something's up. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
True. And maybe cut them some slack instead of being judgy.
Sure. Well, how about when you get cut off by somebody? It's that same mentality of when someone does something, a stranger does something real jerky to you. Imagine there might be something really terrible going on in their life or right. just their mental state or whatever. So, or maybe they really are just a big old jerk. But I mean, you never know. You never know what's going on with other
people. You don't know. But I think my whole thing for bringing it up was, like, especially for people who know you and who are friends with you, and let's say you don't respond in the most classy way.
Okay.
Maybe just ignore them instead of getting mad about it like you do me.
I was going to say, is this a real life example?
You ignore me all the time, and I absolutely love it, because then the next day I'm like, oh, hi. That wasn't me.
I'm like, I know.
Thank God, Amy. Oh my gosh. Oh. I was just thinking about that the other day because I don't know. I just think that it happens more often than maybe it's happening more often lately with all the world stress going on and, you know, just coming out of a pandemic, if we're even coming out of it at this point, I'm not really sure.
Yes, we are.
And I don't know, just re-entering social relationships. I'm just surprised that so many people are like, well, I didn't hear from you, so I guess we're done. And I'm yeah, like, what are you even talking about? My whole family was at home for a year. Like, yeah. I did not have time to nurture social relationships, you know?
Well, it is kind of a weird re-entry, don't you think? Like,
totally weird.
Like, you almost do. And it, as much as you feel like everything was put on hold for 2 years and people were staying, I mean, I know a lot of places people weren't as locked down
right
as we were, but and I just keep thinking 2 years, geez. But no matter how long you were actually locked down or staying home or whatever, so it feels like everything was on hold, but in reality, it also wasn't on hold because right. news stories were still going on and people were still on social media and you were working on projects or horrible things were happening in your life or life went on.
Yeah.
Even though it almost felt like it was a standstill. And then you emerge from that and it's like, how do you now deal exiting a pandemic or a lockdown or whatever? Totally different than you went in. It wasn't the 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And then after 2 weeks, everybody had made some sourdough bread and had a good cry and, you know, lived out on the stuff out of their freezer. And then you move on 2 weeks later. It's like everyone is in a different spot than they were when they started. And how do you go from that and start almost new? I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it is weird. Yeah. I don't know. I just think, like, to me, maybe this is just my personal opinion, but any friend relationships that cause a great deal of energy, just I can't do it right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, if I can just be myself and be easy and answer you when I can and ignore a text when I must, and you're okay with it, you're emotionally stable, that's what I'm good with. I cannot do these really intense friendships where there has to be just constant, like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? Sorry. 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 No, like, no, just either be cool with it or don't. I don't really care. Peace to you. Peace be with you. I mean, I don't, do you know what I'm saying? Am I being clear?
Yeah. You're being crystal clear.
Okay, good. Because I think sometimes people just expect a lot. And I'm in a place right now where I think a lot of people are, especially moms, where you don't have that much to give. And, you know?
Sure, yeah.
You got to spend your energy first on your kids, then the rest of the family and the dog and the house and cleaning and then running the business and then answering emails and then all the things. And at the end of that, like, how much do you have left? I need friendships to be easy.
Well, that's, I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Yes, you are. Just call you Lionel Richie, okay?
Thank goodness.
Oh, that's a bone I had to pick.
Oh, all right. It's picked.
It's clean.
It's all good. Speaking of bones to pick and cleaning off bones and gross stuff like that. What's that thing you were trying to tell me about that was like some sort of a nasty little composting thing? It's supposed to be not nasty, but I thought it sounded nasty. You put it in your house.
Yes, it's called.
Did you ever figure out what it was? Okay, what's it called?
Lomi, LOMI.
Okay.
And I was.
I don't get it.
Well, I was trying to buy one. I thought it was $100, and it's like 100 times 5.
That's $500.
Yep. So
to put your own compost in your own house.
Yeah, but listen, this is what makes it different. It's not just a pail or a bucket, which is what I've had in the past. And then it stinks to high heaven and mm-hmm. draws gnats and bugs all summer long. And I can't mm-hmm. do it. So I end up quitting like June 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing looks like a little robot. Think Wall-E, except all white, no black. And there's a button. So you put in your food scraps, it completely seals shut, and then you press a button and it starts the composting mechanism or whatever.
Okay. So here's what that reminds me of.
What?
So I'm going to describe to you what I'm talking about, and you tell me how closely it fits what you're talking about.
Okay.
So it's all white.
Yeah.
It looks like a little robot. It doesn't smell.
Uh-huh.
You put something gross in it.
Uh-huh.
You close the lid on it, and it's supposed to just be part of your room and just not a big deal and just take care of the gross stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's called a diaper genie.
Oh, my gosh. It is exactly like a diaper genie.
And guess what?
Except smaller.
Those smelled, even though they weren't supposed to.
Oh, really?
Those were disgusting. Yes.
I never had one.
Oh, I did. They were not, I mean, here's what was good about it. You didn't have to take the diapers out to the trash every day or whatever, but it's basically keeping them in your house. It's just gross.
But it wasn't composting the diapers.
Well, I was just going to say, you know what? It also was really contributing to the landfill problem.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and it was wrapping diapers in plastic and then putting them in the landfill. This is all bad. Regardless, I just think composting in the house, if it really kept it not stinky, I guess.
Maybe you could do it.
No, I still couldn't.
I have a big compost pile out in my backyard, like in a far corner. But I know this sounds super dumb. But some days I can't even bring myself to walk out there. If it's 95, I can't do it. I don't want to. I get mad.
Yeah.
And I just end up throwing that in the garbage.
Well, but is that for food waste and stuff? That's for food? Or, oh, you can also put like paper products and stuff, right?
Yeah, but I'm mainly talking about food. I make a lot of salads in the summer, you know, and I try to take all that veg and eggshells and whatever else out there and try to be a good custodian of planet Earth, whatever. But I do find myself kind of giving up. By August, I'm totally done. I'm over it. I want out. I want to go to the North Pole.
Wait, so what do you have to go out and turn that then? And like,
no, I do the simple method. I do layer method. So I'm not turning anything. I do like food scraps, a big old layer, and then I'll throw some leaves on or some grass clippings and then food scraps and then more grass clippings and whatever. Sometimes I buy a bag of worms and I throw those in there.
So then do you eventually, like when you're planting stuff, do you scoop in and use that as
dirt?
Yeah,
I do. Usually it takes so long that I do that like once a year. I have dirt to use. Last year I did spread a lot of dirt around. It really does work.
Well, my mom and stepdad did that when they lived in Ohio. And they swore by it it was really good for the plants and all that stuff. But I don't do that.
I know. And I'm not judging you either because I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. It's a job. I mean, a lot of days I think, oh, I am meant to just live on a small homey farm, like one cow, one pig, one
and goose, a chicken.
And a chicken or two.
You need two. Yeah.
Yeah. You need like 2 to 4 chickens. And then like, I am not talking big ass commercial farm. I'm talking small homey Laura Ingalls Wilder, whatever. That's where I belong. And then I think, holy cow, you have to get up at 4 a.m. and milk your cow. You got to bring them in if it's super cold. Where do you put things? I'd be like, come in the house. I don't want you to die.
You'd be like Pippi Longstockings with her horse in the house.
Totally. I really would. And then I think, does that mean I'm gross? You know, I'd rather have my animals be comfortable and alive than have a spick and span house.
Well, I don't think that means you're gross. I think that means you're compassionate.
was one of the reasons I ended up not getting chickens, actually, is because I thought about it and I just knew. I had to have a talk with Ramel. I'm like, I know in the winter I'm going to want to bring them inside, at least to the basement or at least to the back porch. And he's like, you absolutely cannot. These chickens are made for the north. They will survive. I'm like, I won't be able to sleep if they're not inside. And he's like, don't get chickens.
Then don't get the hens. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leave them.
And I did. I left them.
Oh, I love farm fresh, or not farm, yeah, like fresh eggs.
Yeah, it's true. They taste happy.
Yeah, they do. They do. Happy little eggs.
So I don't know. Anyways, so there's all that tidbit, whatever. But guess what I saw this morning, and I'm completely horrified, and I can't get it out of my mind. I don't know if you want to know, but it was
okay, I'll bite. What?
You'll bite. So it was on TikTok. Of course, TikTok sent me an email and I'm like, what do you want? And I clicked over and it just went to the feed instead of taking me to what I needed to read. I have a business account on there. Okay. So sometimes I have to know what's going on business.
Oh, yes, you do have to.
Yeah.
TikTok for your business. Uh-huh.
They were tricky and just sent me to the feed. And of course it lands on something I can't look away from. And it was this poor girl. She must have been, I don't know, 25 or 30.
No.
Uh-huh. And I knew exactly as soon as I saw it, because you know I used to be a nurse. I knew exactly what was going on. So they were flooding her ear and they ended up pulling out a roach.
Ew.
No.
Why? Why did you tell me this?
Isn't that disgusting?
Why did you tell me this? What were they doing flooding her ear? Like filling it up with water?
Yeah, you fill it with water and then you can kind of see like a leg poking out. But you can't just pull on the leg because you'll often just dislocate the leg and pull it off and leave the bug inside. So they get like this little kind of tool. It's kind of like a little tiny vacuum.
Is it like a little tiny snack grabber?
Almost. It's like a vacuum. And they kind of, it's not like, I wish it was like that, but they have to be really, really careful because of the eardrum. And so they, you know, 5 minutes in, or not quite 5 minutes, but it felt like a long time because I knew what was going on. They pulled it out and I went,
that's what I'm about to do. Gag. Ick.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Do you think all of our readers have gone?
Gone what?
Clicked out and left.
I thought you were like, gone country.
No, like, no, I mean, you think they're like, bye. And they just left because of that?
No.
Oh.
That's like real life stuff. You got to know what to do. And I think it's very informative to tell people, flood it out, because that's how it's going
to
come out.
Good news. I'm probably going to go to the doctor and they can do that. They
well,
can
not everyone can just get into the doctor.
But if they can't get into the doctor, do you think they have a mini vacuum?
No, but I will say this. I did date a guy who used to live in Panama and he had this happen too. It wasn't a rock. It was like, I don't know. It was like a fly or something. And it was flying around. And his mother did the exact same thing. She just flooded his ear. And eventually the bug drowns and it floats out.
Okay, so I was watching Alone, that show, you know, where they take them to Alaska and dump them off and they have to like fend for themselves.
Love that show.
Oh, I love it. And one of the guys got a fly in his ear. And he was like shaking and digging and trying to get it out. And then he was like, I'm going to have to call, like tap out, I guess it's called, you know, like basically say it's a reality show if people don't know, and like go home or whatever because of that. And then he was like, wait a minute. And he poured water in and he did get it out.
See?
He flooded it out.
There you go.
Remember when we were at your house cutting fabric or vinyl? I don't know what we were doing. Something down in the basement. And you looked over at me and stopped what you're doing. And I was like, what? And I turned and looked, and right between us dangling from the ceiling was that big old spider.
Yes.
That was creepers.
That was totally creepers. I'm sorry if that traumatized you.
Well, no, but now I'm creepy crawly from both of these stories.
You know what? It's a life hack, though.
Is it?
It is. It's a life hack. You get a bug in your ear, flood that sucker out.
Oh, flood it out. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Ugh. Speaking of, we're in the midst of a heat wave up in here.
We're in the midst of a heat wave. We're also in the midst of an allergy tsunami.
Yes. Actually, you're absolutely correct. My doctor even said that.
I'm digging and scratching at my eyes. I look like I've been crying. My eyes are so red puffy and bloodshot and like horrible because I just can't leave them alone. Wow. And I'm taking all of my allergy stuff too.
You know, I'm taking a big fat Allegra pill in the morning. I don't even know how much it is. And then 2 Benadryl at night.
Ugh.
Yep.
Well, when I called you today to see if you were dead because of the heat, you were like, I'm in the grave.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty hot. Let's see what it says. Oh, it says 88.
Mine says 90 on my computer.
Mine said 90 earlier, like an hour ago.
Huh. Are you more north than me? You are.
Yes. I'm a bit northier.
Yep. I'm jealous. I'm going to move by you.
Like 20 minutes.
You know what's so funny is that next year on January 30th, I'll be complaining about the opposite. Are you warmer? I'm going to move.
Wait, it's still, I'm never going to be warmer north here.
No, but I mean, like, if I was talking to anyone else and they're, let's say somebody's in, you know, South Carolina.
Oh, I see.
I'm going to move. I want to be by you.
Right, because it gets so stinking cold. Well,
right.
Wasn't that bad this year, though.
Well, I mean, global warming.
I guess.
Don't guess.
Well, I'm not guessing. I'm just saying.
What else you got?
Well, we were going to talk about something sewing related.
Well, we can in a minute. Can I just share one more tidbit?
Yes.
I discovered an absolutely astounding, deliciously delightful gluten-free brownie mix, and it's by Sir Arthur.
No, King Arthur.
Yes, King Arthur's.
Sir King Arthur, yes.
Sir King Arthur. And it is called... Uh-oh.
Original Fudgy.
Yes, brownie mix, gluten-free.
Supreme.
Is it?
I don't know. What's it called?
I'm looking it up right now because I had it. I had like 4 boxes in my cart. I am not playing around. I'm going to buy 4 boxes. Gluten-free fudge brownie mix.
King Arthur's. Sir King Arthur's.
Sir King Arthur, $6.95. All you got to do is add 2 eggs and the bad boy's ready to cook.
And milk water. Not milk. Water and oil. Just eggs?
So it's a tablespoon, I think, of water. And let me look. Because now I'm forgetting. It just happened yesterday.
Okay. I want the recipe.
So this is instructions to make fudgy or cakey brownies. Gluten-free, certified, blah, 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 non-GMO. Instructions included to make the mix non-dairy, which is why I could have it.
Yeah.
Click here to learn more. I don't think so. I'm not clicking anywhere to learn more. Just send it to my house. Bye.
But you didn't look up the recipe. So you only put eggs.
This is a box, Amy.
I know, but I'm asking you, do you have to add oil? Is what I'm asking.
I already forgot. If I did, it wasn't very much. It wasn't a cup like old Betty Crocker, you know?
Yeah.
If I added any oil, it was minuscule.
Okay.
But I know I added 2 eggs because I like my brownies fudgy, not cakey. So if you want them cakey, you have to add 3 eggs.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I like them fudgy.
Oh, Well, we agree on that then.
Thank goodness we can both have it.
Yep. And right. They also, like, they tell you you can add nuts. You can add this.
No.
I don't like nuts in my brownies either.
I love nuts, but not in brownies or cookies or cakes or whatever.
Bread. See, now I'm genuinely shocked because I did peg you for a nut brownie gal.
Nope. Absolutely not.
What do I know? I know nothing. I know nothing about you.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Who's Jon Snow?
What? Did you not watch Game of Thrones?
I thought that was the character on there. You know what? I only got through the first season.
Okay. Well, that's in one of the later seasons when they start that business.
Well, I really feel like I should go back and watch them all. Because you know how Karen and Georgia are talking about that. Because George is watching it now. Watching it. Not beep.
Natalie's talking about my favorite murder podcast. Beep.
Sorry. Thank you, Amy. Yeah, and I'm hysterically laughing because Georgia, I feel like we have a lot of the same feels because she's like, oh my gosh, it's so violent. It's really rough, blah, blah, blah. And I'm 10 years late, but oh my gosh, this happened. And that's kind of how I feel. But you and I discussed this, didn't we? Because we read the books.
We read the, yeah. I watched it also, but yes, I read all the books.
So at some point, probably after the Red Wedding, they deviate from the books. Is that true?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that's a letdown in a way.
It is, especially because I was getting real confused because I had just read the books and then everything was kind of getting mixed up. But, I mean, the books, so eventually the show gets ahead of the books because, you know, the books aren't finished.
Right.
Which I'm just going to say, I don't think they're going to get finished.
I don't think so. Isn't he like going on 80?
He's pretty, he's pretty up there, so.
I mean, at this point, I would be like, sorry, folks, that's all I wrote.
Exactly, because the books are all, you know, 2 inches, 3 inches thick, too.
Oh, they're all over 1,000 pages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good show. I forget what that was. Oh, I guess that was on HBO, huh?
Yeah, it was back in the day.
Really good show.
Speaking of that, I was just going to say, and I already lost the thought. Can you believe that?
No. I mean, yes, I can. Speaking of a show, speaking of HBO, speaking of books.
It's just completely 100% gone.
Ugh, it'll come back.
It'll come back tomorrow. Okay.
You know what I was doing? So we were going to actually record earlier. And then because it's so stinking hot, my daughter who lives in a dorm without air conditioning needed a fan.
Yep.
So I drove down to campus, take her a fan. And on my way back, I was listening to the episode that dropped this morning, listening because I always listen to it back just to make sure if there's any ads or whatever. Anyway, I was listening to it mm-hmm. and I was on my way home and I thought, oh, I kind of want to stop at St. Vinny's, the thrift store.
Yeah.
On the back. And I was like, oh, good. You can come too. And then we'll record almost like you were in the car with me.
Oh my gosh. You know, what's really weird. I almost texted you earlier. I want to go thrifting.
Oh, really? Sweet.
Oh my gosh. You felt my brain vibrations.
I did.
And you were like, let's go.
Exactly. I mean, to the place where I thought, oh, yeah, that's on the way home. I should pull over there. And you can like, oh, you'd love to go. And then we'll just record as soon as we get home.
Right.
You weren't in the car. Yeah. I just felt like you were.
That's hysterical.
So I didn't go regardless. Because I wanted to get back. So anyway.
I know, but you always have permission to go thrifting. I think it's the funnest.
What is? I wanted to look for green glass.
Yeah. Well, let's go.
Okay. Let's.
Let's do that. What day is it? It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
We really do need to record an extra sode, like maybe Friday.
Okay. Are we still recording? Oh, we're recording. Are we going to use this?
Yes.
Or are we just talking now? Okay.
We're going to use it. Broop. What up?
So I almost, I almost sent the invitation to record to some rando that's it must be in my photo or in my phone. What's it called? Contacts list.
Oh no. Is it Nicole Sabatini?
It is. She was gonna be so surprised.
She would have been flattered.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I made a note to myself to mention on the podcast that I bought a bunch of bags for the shop. And now I don't even know what I was talking about.
What is going on?
Bags?
Do you think
like
I
bag
have
patterns?
A disorder?
Yes. What do you mean? Like, not, what do you mean?
I don't know.
Bag patterns?
No.
Well, when I, last time when I did this, it didn't really say bags. What was that?
I don't know. Earthquake?
It sounds like someone's getting a text.
Oh, maybe it was my phone. It's on silent, though.
I don't know.
I don't know.
The phone keeps buzzing.
Well, it could be me. I'm getting a lot of texts right now.
I hope they're sales.
I apologize.
Is it your kids that they need you?
No, it's like rando stuff and PayPal and
A coupon code.
Yeah, that kind of crap, you know.
And yeah, yeah.
I'm not really sure how to turn it off because then I won't know how to turn it back on.
Right. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Well, I am tracing a pattern right now.
Yeah.
On to patternies because I don't like to cut my paper tissue patterns.
Yeah, because you're a good girl.
Well, it's kind of annoying, but.
Sometimes being good is annoying.
Most of the time.
Am I right?
Yeah, you are. It's sometimes it's even overrated.
True.
Well,
true.
So what are we going to talk about that's sewing related?
Well, I thought you were just going to tell us you're tracing a pattern.
Oh, but that's all I have.
I thought there was going to be some kind of cliffhanger.
Oh, not really. Except for if anybody doesn't know what pattern ease is, it's almost like, wouldn't you say it's almost like interfacing?
Yeah.
And it's real flimsy.
Yeah.
But it's not papery. And it's,
well, and it's not as flimsy as the tissue paper patterns you get, you know, the tissue patterns.
Right. And it doesn't tear. And it's right. White. And you just can trace a pattern right onto it and then have that as your pattern piece.
Yeah. You highly recommend. 5 stars.
I quite like it. So, yeah. But you know that's what you always have to remember to do with that?
What?
And I learned this one the hard way.
What?
When you're tracing your pattern, and then you have to, you know, you have to write on the patternies what the pattern piece is and the number and stuff so that you can correspond it. You know what's also helpful to write on there?
What?
What size you made.
Yes, absolutely.
So the next time you want to use it, you know what size you made the last time if you need to go up or down or stay the same or whatever versus, I don't know, I just... Who even knows? You know, I wish I could make it in a size bigger, but I don't know what I made last time. So,
Amy, that's awful.
What?
Because I can just see myself doing exactly that and getting so mad about it.
Yeah, it's happened multiple times. So I'm always very careful not to always write what size it is I've traced. So,
ugh.
Annoying.
Yeah.
But I do like patternies. So there's that.
I did too.
Sewing related, I have just been trying to, in the past year, use lots and lots of things out of my stasheroo.
Oh, good for you.
Quilt-wise, garment-wise, etc. And I'm making a top out of fabric for my stash. And I would like to know, pray tell, what kinds of things you have in your stash.
I have, so it's funny because I have just one cabinet of quilting cotton, and it's only 3 little shelves. It's not that much quilting cotton, but I do have like a whole kind of cedar chest full of garment fabric.
And what do you call garment fabric? Like what typically would you buy that's garment fabric?
Definitely knits, like stretch knits, and definitely rayons or silky fabrics. What happens with me with garment sewing is I get in a mood and like inspiration hits and I got to sew it right then. If I have to stop and go get fabric, it just won't happen.
Yeah, that's true. I don't
not very often. So
that's a good point.
I don't just go buy if I want to make something. Yeah, same thing. I want to make it right away. And I don't just go buy fabric unless it's like a new collection that I just love, love, love. And I want to go buy it without a thing in mind. I try not to buy stuff if I don't have a thing in mind anymore. Cause I had so much stuff building up in my dang stash.
Well, I have learned the hard way. I don't buy enough. And so what I mean by that is when I truly love something, I just know it in my gut. And so I will immediately just get 4 or 5 yards of it.
Yeah.
Because now I know. Well, but that took a while to hone.
I thought that was that you have a lot of yardage in your stash.
Yes, I do.
But is that because you like to make garments?
So I guess the garment fabric, yeah, that's a lot of yardage. The quilting cotton, it depends. I wouldn't say I have tons of yardage in that for my personal stash, but the yardage I do have, if I see it sitting there and I haven't used it in a year, I will immediately cut it in half, sew it together, boom, quilt backing, and just use it all up at once. I don't even care.
That's a good way to do it.
I just did that. I had some Ruby Star from, I don't know, last year I bought it from Blue Bar, and I had 4 yards. And
what was it?
I don't even know what it was called, but it was the one, it's dark blue, and it had like, oh my gosh. Oh, I know it had snakes on it.
Oh, I don't even know this one.
I have no idea what it was called. But
you're going to use it for backing?
Yeah. It's already got a top and batting. I just have to send it to Shannon or somebody and get it quilted. Oh. What? What?
I talked to somebody. She's a listener, Cindy, and like a month ago now when I was on vacation and said I was going to send her 2 quilt tops. And I have not done it yet. To be long armed.
Yeah, I know.
They're sitting right here.
Why is it so hard to do that?
I don't know. Okay, those have to go in a box tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. That's embarrassing.
Well, I think I have 5 ready, and they've just been sitting there.
But did you tell someone you were going to mail them like 3 weeks ago?
No.
Oh, that was dumb of me.
Oh, well. You told her you were going to mail them?
Yeah.
Girl.
She's probably still waiting on the porch for them.
Probably is.
Cindy, they're coming.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Shannon.
Oh, no. Wait, what is the name of your something about Seam Ripper? Or what's her name? Who you send them to?
You just messed me up because now I'm thinking Hold My Seam Ripper. But that's not who I send mine to.
I know.
And now she I can't remember.
Something about who knows?
We're going to have to put it in the show notes because we don't mean any disrespect. I really blame myself on menopause brain. I think I must be in it now. This must be it. There has to be some sort of excuse because I don't think I've ever been so dumb in my whole life.
I think it's me rubbing off on you.
But you're not dumb.
No, but I can't remember anything.
Yeah.
Just kind of dumb.
You know what? We can also blame COVID. We yes. can also blame the weather. We can yes. also blame everyone else except for us.
Yes. Let's do that. Oh, gosh. All right. Well, so that's what's in your stash. Yardage and a lot of garment.
Well, there's my hot tip. If you have a lot of yardage and it's weighing you down, like you don't feel good about it anymore, these are my top 3 tips.
Okay. Either. Okay. This is gonna be juicy.
This Let's is gonna be it. Real good. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Patchwork that crap together and make a quilt backing because easy, that's gonna eat 4 yards.
Okay.
Number 2, cut it up, weigh it, sell pounder scrap bags on eBay or Etsy or off your Instagram. Doesn't matter where. Just tell people you got pounder scrap bags for sale, $9.99 or whatever. It doesn't even matter about the price. This is going to make you feel better. Well, you know,
can't you just donate it at that point?
Well, you can, but
Well, that's number three. You can donate it. Whatever makes you feel best. You know, some people, like, they know they spent a lot of money on that fabric and they're not ready to just donate it.
I hear Tori.
She is acting a fool right now.
Tori, do you mind? I'm recording a podcast. Go get a drink of water.
And top tip number four.
This was only supposed to be three. But I inserted. So, yeah, what's number four? Make some pajama pants.
Yeah, make a ton of pajama pants or a ton of sleeping bags or a ton of tents or make some curtains. And there you go.
Natalie, that was great.
Thank you. Thank you.
I really liked it.
I aim to please.
But how's that going to help me? Because I have a whole bunch of like 1 yard cuts of things.
Well, make some patchwork quilts, homie.
I guess, but
cut those suckers up. Make a layer cake. Get yourself a 10 or 12 inch acrylic square ruler. Cut those bad boys up. Sew them together, make a quilt, sell it. $400.
Oh my gosh, no one's gonna buy that for
me. There's where you're sinking your tank or sinking your boat.
Sinking my tank.
I saw a tank with its turret like going down into water. I'm like, what? Tanks are not on water.
Maybe submarine.
You know what season it is?
Well, it's supposed to be spring.
Well, it's the season for getting out all your handmade coasters because your icy drinks leave rings on your furniture.
As a matter of fact, I am using a Quilt As You Go coaster right now.
I need to go grab mine because I refuse to set this drink down, even though in the past I would have been like, who cares? See, you are rubbing off on me. I'm getting out a dang coaster, and I never do that.
Oh, good. You should. Hey, speaking of, did you ever open up your salt lamp?
No.
Natalie.
It's probably sweating up a storm in that box.
It probably is.
Yeah, I should go open it now.
I want to see it.
I'll take a picture for you.
Okay. It'll be worth 1,000 words.
Yeah, because I'm sure today of all days, it's like everywhere.
No, it's not.
I'm going to go get it.
Get it right now. Are you going to open it on air?
Yep. I got this box out. I'm going to open it now. I don't care.
Unboxing video? Unboxing audio?
It's coming out. I see the head.
Oh, God, stop. You're disgusting.
I know, but I just read that birthing book, so it's in my mind.
Oh, that's right.
It's packed up real tight.
Remember when I was turning that backpack and lining inside out at that retreat? And I kept talking about birthing it and was like, man, I think that was pretty gross. I think I might have horrified some people.
Really? That's what it's called.
Is it? I don't know.
Oh, this is white. What?
Remember I asked you and you're like orange like all the rest of them?
Yeah, I bought a white one.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do actually. It's real pretty.
Is it sweaty?
No, it's not. But it was packed with one of those little packets, you know?
Oh, surfactant?
I wonder if I need to keep that near it. Do you think I do?
No.
Okay. Let me undo the cord. They got this taped up like it's Fort Knox. I'm going to plug it in.
Did you say Fort Knox or Knox?
Knox.
Oh, I thought you said Fort Knox.
Yeah, well, that too. Hold on. Can I plug this in here?
I can.
I am going to plug this bad baby in.
Okay.
All so our readers can hear. And I can hear Tori.
Oh, it, you know what? So the stone is white, but it gives off a very warm glow. I'm going to take a photo. Here it goes.
Warm? Like golden?
Yeah. I'm sending it to you now.
All right.
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yep. We'll see you soon.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Please follow us on Instagram at Seems Funny Podcast. That's SEAMS, Seems Funny Podcast. I'm Amy Borgelt of Tansy Designs, and I am at Tansy_Designs on Instagram. That's TANSY_Designs. And Natalie Santini is So Hungry Hippie. You can follow her at So Hungry Hippie. No underscores, no dots, no spaces. Just So Hungry Hippie on Instagram. You can email us with comments, questions, or suggestions at our email address, Seems, again, that's SEAMS, seemsfunnypodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and join us next week. We'll be waiting for you.